أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور، تكاد تميز من الغيظ، كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير، فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به، إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا، فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض، ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن، إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن، إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه، بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة، قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يدير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين.
As we will be reading the Dawah al-Salam, this must be our firm belief, yaqeen, faith, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got angels that have been appointed to convey the durood and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as soon as we recite it. The fastest, speediest conveyance, the angels. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is reported to have said, Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard yuballighuni min ummati as-salam. Allah Ta'ala has got angels that roam about the earth and they convey to me the salam. Whoever reads salam, they convey to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. As far as the speed is concerned, at that time when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned this, people may not have understood that there can be such speedy service. But with the advancement in technology, now we ring from here, and within a second, the person picks up in Madina Sharif the phone call and says, Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. So if man can make that kind of cellular phones and can advance that much in technology, then what is it difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to have angels and do that? So when we are going to read it with that yaqeen, that either it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, or we read it with this imagination that we are there and we are reciting at the Rauza Mubarak, then there will be a different feeling. And there's so much of virtue, so much of benefits for the reader of the Durood and Salam. The benefit is for us who are the readers. Sins are forgiven, neki and blessings are given, person's stages are elevated, his depression problem is solved, Allah Ta'ala opens way out for him in many of his problems. So many benefits and virtues of the Durood and Salam. So let us read with muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are more copies there, if somebody, Yusuf, see more copies there. Somebody from this side also give them copies, we haven't got a good idea.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافية صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
It is the 21st night, a very Mubarak night, a night which could be even Laylatul Qadr, a night in which du'as are accepted, doors of forgiveness are open, problems everyone complains of. Who else to place the problems before except Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the sender of those problems because of our sins and of our weakness, our shortcomings, our violation of His ahkam, our suppression of Islamic teachings and the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All these type of actions of ours, they bring about a reaction. Those who have got a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the very similar kind of conditions come upon them too sometimes. But because of this connection that they have in their hearts with Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala gives them a sukoon in their hearts. Sukoon, the person has tranquility. The outside condition does not disturb his tranquility. We won't get so many people phoning us and telling us, I just feel like taking my life. Yesterday two people told me, I think that I had enough, I'd rather take my life. The day before that, one woman phoned saying, now I think I had enough. I can't take it anymore. It's better to leave this world and I just want to commit suicide. So these type of problems won't happen because the person will have tranquility within his heart. He will think that let me face the problem and find the solution by searching in my life where have I gone wrong, where have I gone off track. And when the person finds that problem, then he places it before Allah Ta'ala and says that, oh Allah, I'm extremely weak. I try, I make tawbah, but I break my tawbah, but now I'm pleading to you to forgive me. Then see how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. So therefore we'll read, Apne Malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar. Apne Malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر Get up late part of the night, early part of the morning, get up. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر Plead, beg. There's no shame in begging before Allah تبارک و تعالی. In fact, the more we beg of Him, the more happy and pleased He becomes. And it doesn't reduce our dignity in any way, it enhances our dignity. pleading and begging of human beings, it brings about disgrace and humiliation and all kinds of problems. But when a person begs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it brings him izzat and respect. Allah Ta'ala then creates such conditions that the person's problems get solved. So now here, besides our other problems, our major problem is our sins. So apne malik se ut karke faryad kar. These last 10 nights and days are not for long, lengthy speeches and waaz and nasihats. It is for reformation, for change, for changing our direction in life, for getting some kind of peace in our lives and getting this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So it is more for polishing our hearts. It is for a purification of our souls. These programs are not for increase of knowledge. For that we have other programs. This program that we are having, it is for plowing this land of our heart. Once the land is plowed, then after that when you plant the seeds and you water, then you get crops. But if you just scatter the seed and the ground is hard, 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 then what benefit will those seeds be of? So at present we are listening to plenty of Quran Sharif ayat and hadiths and waaz and nasihats and bayans and talks and speeches unlimited. But it's not taking effect because our hearts, we haven't plowed them properly to receive those seeds of the Quran and the hadith and the nasihats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our hearts are not receiving it. So this zikr and duas and istighfar and tawbah, this is the plowing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that the only place that he can come into is the heart of a believer. Now what is our opinion? That a respectable guest, will he like to come and sleep in a room in which there's dead cats, dead rats, dead monkeys, carcasses of pigs and donkeys? Will a guest like to sleep? Or even if there's a carcass, or even if there's a body of a dead person there, the guest won't like to sleep in that. Now we want to bring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into our hearts. We say, oh Allah, become mine and make us yours. Now how will Allah ta'ala come into a heart in which there's so much of filth, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of malice, of greed, evil passions and desires engulfing the hearts after watching all the filth on the television, seeing all the porn on the internet sites, reading all the filthy magazines? Then we come and make Allahu Akbar, and then we make dua after that, Ya Allah, come into my heart. But when we are making the namaz also, those same filthy pictures are in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala can clean that heart out. There's nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. But he wants us to beg of him, to ask for that purification and make some effort towards his purification, because Allah Ta'ala is the mehman. He is the guest. We want him to come into our house, into our heart. Now if I want a guest to come into my house, a very respectable, very honored guest, I'm inviting him to come to my house and spend a few nights, few days. But I phone and tell him that when you come, make sure you clean my house out. A lot of dirt and dust around there, and nothing is clean in my house. Everything is upside down. I'm inviting you, you must come. But when you come, you must clean up everything. Will that make sense? Whose duty it is to clean up? Is the duty of the host to do the cleaning? Not the duty of the guest to do the cleaning. This is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, that when we tell him, oh Allah, our hearts are gone dirty, filthy, you clean it, then Allah Ta'ala cleans it out. That is his ihsan. So this is a very beautiful opportunity. Get up, tahajjud time, and in Ramadan month, as far as possible, curtail the worldly activities to whatever extent, so that we can change the whole pattern of life in the last 10 nights, that we make the night into day and the day into night. That our sleeping and resting takes place during the day. And night time we make it for our ibadat, for our zikr, tilawat, and this seeking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's connection. So he says, apne malik se ut karke faryad kar. Get up, plead before your Allah ta'ala. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your heart down in sajda and bring life into that heart. Not your forehead only. Let the heart submit itself as if we are putting it before the feet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabarka. Then life will come. It is the opposite. When you make fana, then you get life. The seed, you put it into the ground. The aqal and intelligence of man tells him that if you want to keep somebody alive, then must keep him on the surface of the earth. We haven't heard of anyone up till now who says that I dearly love my brother, my father, my wife, and I would like them to live long, so let me dig one hole and put sand over them, so that they get long life. Have we ever heard of anyone doing a stupid thing like that? We bury so that after the person is dead. Now here we are putting the seed in the ground and throwing sand over it, and then the seed germinates. And then we get a whole big tree, and we get million mangoes from there afterwards. So first there must be fana. You must make fana, you must annihilate yourself. Don't think anything of yourself. When we think too much of ourselves, then we don't get anywhere. Now people say, if we won't think anything of ourselves, how can we do business, how can we progress in life? Well then look at the history of Islam. The Khulafa'i Rashidin, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They ruled over vast territories, and yet they annihilated themselves. Allah Ta'ala then gives that person that progress in life, and everything he finds, the doors open. He taps and Allah Ta'ala opens the door.
Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar.
The happiness of the soul is in the noor of taqwa. The enjoyment of the eyes is that you want to see beautiful faces, beautiful scenery, beautiful paintings, beautiful ships and beautiful buildings and beautiful gardens. The eyes enjoys them. The ears likes to listen to beautiful sounds and voices and songs and music. For different things there's different enjoyment. The enjoyment of the heart is only in Nur-e-Taqwa. The happiness of the heart, the happiness of the soul will be when we have the Nur of Taqwa there. And Taqwa is not a difficult thing. It is not that you have to read Tahajjud the whole night, you have to read your Quran Sharif, the whole Quran Sharif every night, or you have to stay awake the whole night. That is not necessary. All that is optional. Taqwa is you stay away from all things that Allah Ta'ala has declared haram. And many times I have explained that only those things have been declared haram in which there is harm for the individual or for his family or for the society. So the only way we will get peace and happiness in our hearts is when we get Nur-e-Taqwa into our hearts. So he says, nafs is your dushman, nafs is your enemy. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. We should please Allah Ta'ala and displease our nafs. Our nafs, our egos, they are such that they drag you into the fire of Jahannam. Temptations upon temptation they drag you into. And then the person regrets, he holds his head and says, oh my, what have I done? How many people have sat in front of me and they said, Mawlana, please make dua, oh, what have I done? How many people? So after nafs and shaitan makes you do the wrong, then the regret comes. So Allah Ta'ala will still forgive. Allah is very forgiving. If the person sincerely repents, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But human beings don't forgive in a hurry. That stigma remains. If the person has to land himself in jail for fraud or for murder or for some other crime, and he comes out and he makes a lot of tawbah and he pays back to himself what is due, all that, those Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But wherever he will be seen, you know that man, he was in jail for fraud. So watch out. No, that chap, he was in jail for drugs, so watch out. So that remains. They don't forgive. So why regret after the action? Wonder, reflect a little, where will this action of mine take me? And restrain yourself. And especially my young friends who are here. Meet those other friends who have brought about a change in their lives and ask them, what are they finding now in their lives? Those who thought they can never do without rave clubs and with the drug, without drugs and without adultery or fornication and all those things. Ask them now whether that life was a good life or the life that they are enjoying now. So nafs and shaitan are our enemies. They will always make it appear as if we will be losers if we have to give up all those haram in our lives. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. I can't forget this tenet too. I heard it. This tenet too. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. How many are crying today? Temptation led them into trouble. We have announced that this program will be 45 minutes. And I like to finish a program on time. Or ask the audience and the congregation to bear with me for a few more minutes. So inshallah, from tomorrow onwards, this program will be a 1 hour program. So this 45 minutes goes like 45 seconds. Before we even started, it's already 45 minutes. Nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif what Parisaf recited just now, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to see quantity, how much of quantity of zikr you made and tilawat you made and ibadat you made. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the quality. So we haven't been able to read as a Khaja Sahib's Ashar. Inshallah tomorrow night we will read that. It doesn't mean that tomorrow is the 22nd night, so it is not a Mubarak night. So 1 hour, what difference it will make if just as you have gathered now, if tomorrow you spend 1 hour, it's not going to be the end of the world. So inshallah tomorrow we'll read that. Now we'll make dua so that we can finish inshallah by 11. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا, اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا راحم المساكين, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ, سچ اے لارج کراؤڈ آف ینگ فرینڈز آف مائن ہیو گیدرڈ. Ya Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for all of them. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat and mercy for us. Ya Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat kar de. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh Allah, we fall for temptation, we fall for sins. We are being dragged by nafs and shaitan. Ay mere pyare Allah, we are being dragged by nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies, but we have made nafs and shaitan our friends. Oh my beloved Allah, but we have realized our mistake. We have realized our error. Ey mere pyare Khuda, it is the 21st night. It is a Mubarak night. Oh Allah, it is a Mubarak night. Ya Allah, your doors of forgiveness are open. Your doors of mercy are open. Ey mere pyare Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring. Ey mere pyare Khuda, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ey Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Purify our hearts, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us these begging bowls. We are extending our begging bowls before you, O my Allah. O Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending our begging bowls before human beings. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, all knowing, all seeing. O my beloved Allah, you are watching us this very moment. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. O my beloved Allah, there is no difficulty for you in removing our difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no difficulty for you in removing our difficulties. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, there is nothing that was hidden from your sight. You are well aware of everything that we did. You have seen everything. Ya O my beloved Allah, you have heard everything that we have said. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. For even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. O my beloved Allah, how could you not have seen us? You are the one who blessed us with sight. You are the one who blessed us with sight. Oh Allah, but we considered everybody else as people of sight, and we considered you to be blind to all our actions and deeds. But oh my Allah, we are ashamed. Allah, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Oh Allah, whatever we may be, we are your slaves. Whatever we may be have done, but oh Allah, we are your servants. Oh Allah, you are the one who has blessed us with life. Our life is in your control. Our sight is in your control. Our hearing, our speech in your control. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs functioning. Ya Allah, where can we go besides you? There is no support for us besides your support. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, purify our souls. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Our parents, wives and children and family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever may be sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them cure. Whether they are in their homes or hospitals, Ya Allah, bless them with cure. Whether they are amongst us, O Allah, give them complete cure from all ailments. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove all their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, save us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, we know that it is cursed. Ya Allah, protect us from borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, how can there be barakat when our homes are on interest, when our carpets on interest, when our furniture on interest, when our pots and pans on interest, when our food we purchase on interest. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization. Ay Allah, humare dilon ko saaf aur paak kar de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de. Ya those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties and problems the ummah is facing, remove the difficulties and problems. The entire ummah is suffering, oh my beloved Allah. We know that it is because of our sins that we have lost that position of dignity and honor. Ay mere pyare khuda, but who else is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Which other door is for us that we can go and tap? Which other home is for us that we can go and beg? Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to kick us out, if you have to throw us out, if you have to chase us out, then my beloved Allah, we will face nothing but destruction. Ay Allah, but you are dear, you are very loving and caring and compassionate. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Give us such a connection and bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with faith in you. Ya Allah, give us such ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes easy to follow his teachings and to bring into our lives his mubarak. Ey mere pyare khuda, sare alam ke andar aaj musalman pareshan hai. Ey Allah, the enemies have all ganged up. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Give them iman and Islam. Ya Allah, but if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam. And oh Allah, they have made up their minds that they will continue bombarding the Muslim Ummah. And they are going to throw their missiles and bombs. And they are going to use the helicopters and gunships. And they are going to take away the innocent lives, oh my beloved Allah. They are going to destroy the youth and destroy the women and children of Muslims. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, Palestine, may Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, wherever in the world, Iraq, oh my beloved Allah, wherever the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, remove their suffering and difficulties. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies or shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Shake the earth beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Cause their ships to sink in the oceans. Oh my Allah, create disunity and division in their ranks. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Ey mere pyare khuda, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, tu sattar hai, tu ghaffar hai. Ey Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us. Ey Allah, in this Mubarak night, accept each and every one of us. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. Ya Allah, ek din tere samne aana hai. We have to give an account of our deeds and actions. Ya Allah, what account can we give? Ey mere pyare khuda, enters into jannat without any reckoning. Ey Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino or a disco or a cinema or a theater or in some porn movie or on some filthy internet site or with filthy magazines in our hands or with bottle of wine. Ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, let the angel of death find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey Allah, let the angel of death find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey mere pyare khuda, when the time of our death comes, take us to Badira Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Ey mere pyare Allah, give us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving. But Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. But if our death is not muqaddar, there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with the goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that we ask for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہ, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Give all workers of deen ikhlas. Ey میرے اللہ, protect us from all the fitnas which are lashing at us from our right and our left and from in front of us and behind us and from above us. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, many of my young friends are looking for good marriage partners. Ya Allah, bless them with marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen and a protection of their iman. O Allah, those sisters also who are searching for good marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with the best of marriage partners who will be an assistance and a help for their deen. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ما شاء الله. When Allah Ta'ala sees young people returning to Him, cleaning their lives, giving up sins, restraining themselves, He gets so happy that they are promised under the shelter, under the throne of the promised shade, under the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. An old person, what else after old age is going to go in the graveyard? And he doesn't have much hope. He knows that that is the final stage. He's not going to become young again. All the people are trying many different schemes to get young again. But if you are 70, 80, 90, then you will have to get to the next stage. And after old age is death. But the young person, he has a lot of hope. There's another 20 years, 50 years, 60 years to go. Although, as I mentioned, I think Shabbe Barat, that one undertaker told me that a year or two ago, he says 60% of those who died, we're under 30 years of age. Under 30. Accidents. More than 60% were under 30 years of age. 30 buried. So that young person also must not think that he has a very long life to go. So when Allah Ta'ala sees a young person, there's so much of temptation outside, and he's got youth, he's got vitality, he's got vigor and strength and good car and cell phone and purse filled with notes, but he's restraining himself. He's not going for the haram. Then Allah Ta'ala also gives him gardens in his heart very quickly. Very quickly Allah Ta'ala gives him gardens in his heart. Because that person is making a big sacrifice. If the blind person says that I don't see haram, then there's no greatness in that, no kamal in that. The blind person says, I'm very muttaqi, don't see anything around. Or the deaf person says that if you want to see a true example of a muttaqi person that doesn't listen to any haram, you must see me. Or a dumb person says that if you really want to see a muttaqi person that doesn't make riba, doesn't speak lies, then you must see me. So there's no kamal. Kamal is that the person has got sight, he's got hearing, he's got speech, he's got strength in his body, he's got everything going for him. And then he restrains himself, he puts a break, takes the pain on his heart, crushes those evil desires, let the blood of those evil desires flow and cover his heart up. Let the ocean of blood of his desires flow that will happen, then Allah Ta'ala will cause the suns of His muhabbat to rise. Just as the horizon first turns red, then the sun rises. So He has turned all the horizons red in His heart with the blood of His desires. So now the muhabbat sun will rise in His heart. Sun of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. And here the sun rises from one direction, from the east. And the sun is only one sun, it is the suns of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat all round His heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam muhabbat. And you will experience it, it's an experience. How everybody says, I get an experience when I go on a high. They get an experience, they go to another planet somewhere. And then from there they fall such a way. And here that experience will be such that the person won't go to some other planet and then fall from there. He will enjoy that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. It's not a fantasy world that we are talking about. Something that is fiction. This is a reality. There is haqiqat in it. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks of sweetness of iman, then there must be reality. There is something like sweetness of iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of us with that sweetness. There's somebody going there backwards and forwards. I hope somebody's car is not there. One of those sitting here. I think the best thing is I must terminate, then everybody will move. Jazakallah, inshallah. But if all of you all are quite comfortable, that it's not your cars obstructing anyone, then you can sit. MashaAllah, you all have got real jazba of sitting. Not only people want to dash for the exit. It's your muhabbat, it's your for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that's making you sit. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give His blessings. Some people truly experience the taste of zikr. When they're making zikr, the saliva actually turns sweet. Now how can science give you some kind of explanation for that? Science, they want explanation for everything. Now the person is saying, Subhanallah, everything Allah, Allah, everything La ilaha illallah, and his saliva is turning sweet, sugar, sugary, sweet. And that is why sometimes they don't want to drink water too, because they're enjoying the sweetness of their own saliva. And after the zikr stops, the saliva is back to normal. So now what is it that changed it from normal to sweet? And if we can't understand that, then every morning without fail, all the leaves of the trees, all night they give carbon dioxide. And in the morning they give oxygen. Night time they give carbon dioxide. That's why they say you mustn't sleep under the trees. Get sick. And in the morning suddenly they now switch over and now they're giving oxygen. Now science will talk all about photosynthesis and all those kind of things which we learnt in them days and forgot to know what it means. They remember the word but don't know what it means. This is the truth. I remember this word from school days, but you ask me now what it really means, the definition, I won't. But to thrill you, I'll use the words to show that at least I know something. Photosynthesis. But this is a fact, it's a reality that they give oxygen. Now who went to inform every leaf of every tree in every jungle and every place that stop giving oxygen, carbon dioxide now and switch over and give oxygen? Get the kudrat of Allah. So this conversion is taking place every day before our eyes. So if that saliva Allah Ta'ala changes it to sweet with his zikr, then what is the doubt in it? It's a reality. these few days, may the best of it, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, will give us, inshallah, the sweetness of Iman. And that example you have heard dozens of times now, of the sugar cane. That if you have to dig the earth around this sugar cane, there is no sugar in it. If we could get sugar from the ground and from the earth, they would have brought trucks and taken the sand to the mills. Why must plant sugar cane and then water it and then wait for it to grow and then chop it and cut it and use trucks to cart it? Just take the sand, go to the mill, grind and take out sugar. So who is it that puts sweetness into bamboo sticks? Price of the sugar cane would be the price of bamboo sticks. Allah Garadim put sweetness inside it. So that Allah who can put sweetness into sugar cane, He can't put sweetness into the heart with His zikr. Now where do you get this from? You get it from those who have got it. Again Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say, Mithai milti hai mithai walo se, kapda milta hai kapde walo se, Allah Ta'ala milta hai Allah walo se. If you want meat, you go to the butcher. If you want milk, you go to the dairy. If you want mithai, you go to the sweet meat shop. So if you want Allah Ta'ala, you have to go to those who got Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. And the world is not empty of them. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Kunu ma'as-sadiqin, join those who are the truthful ones. But there will be such people till the day of Qiyamah. But to find the sadiqin is becoming very difficult now. Because people have learnt malfuzat and they have of the great awliya and they quote them and they have become shaykhs. So it has become difficult now to get the truthful ones. Money makers and those who are materially motivated, they spend it. So this is an opportunity, these few days, few nights. Let's make a little bit of sacrifice. Rest during the day, stay awake at night as much as you can. But the staying awake must not be just for the sake of staying awake. There are lots of people, they say, we have to pass the night staying awake. So now they're staying awake. What they doing? Sitting by television, listening to radio, gossiping, chit chat, idle past time, and they're passing the night. So these nights are not just for passing. Occupy yourself now. But now you want to go and rest, you want rest. Those who are in itikaf here will be giving these one, two lights on here. If you want to read silently now until the morning, until the tahajjud time. And tomorrow morning, inshallah, after the Fajr program, say about 10:30, 11 o'clock, even if you are having a rest, then by 11 o'clock get down to some Quran Sharif recitation. And those who are sleeping here and those who are in Atikaf, they must give the permission to the others to read Quran Sharif loudly if they want to at that time. Of course, 10, 11 o'clock. Some hafizahs they like to read loud, so that is the right time. 10:30 till 12 o'clock. Then we'll have Zohar Salat. So 10:30 to 12, those want to read Quran Sharif loud, then there's no problem. If the other person says, I won't be disturbed, you read loudly, I too read loudly, and everybody reads loudly, then there's no problem. Like how you have Hifz class, in that Hifz class everybody is reading loud. So that keeps your mind a bit occupied. Or as I said, read some good just tafsirs here, or some good kitabs, make zikr, tilawat, or sleep. But no gossiping and ghibat and debating. For debating we have other forums. So we don't have fisticuffs here after the debates. So these days the debates, there's no class. The purpose of debate was that I will listen to him
and then see if he's got valid points, and I am wrong, then I'll accept what he says. And he has the same niyyah, that I will listen to my opposition and see if he's got valid points and he's saying the truth, then I will accept it. And that was the debate that was permissible. But these days I want to convince you and make you accept, and if you don't accept, then I would force it down your throat or fight with you, then that is, those kind of debates don't have any meaning. So even if it is dini points, for this last 10 nights, leave all the debates.